神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
There are many problems and situations we face in life.
在生命当中我们会面对很多问题。
Some of them trouble us more than others.
有一些比其他的问题更麻烦的。
We've talked about failure that may come into our life.
我们谈到我们需要面对失败。
But today I want to talk to you about rejection.
那么今天我们要谈的是被抛弃。
For some,this thing of being rejected is very difficult to face.
对有些人有被遗弃的经验的时候是很难去面对的。
I want you to listen very carefully.
我要你很小心的听。
Because for some, this is going to be enlightening to show you what it is that may be bothering you.
或许今天你听了就给你一些启示光照让你看到原来你的问题在那里。
You might say, well, what do you mean by rejection?
或许你说什么叫做被遗弃呢?
It means that you're not wanted.
意思是说你被拒绝了。
You don't find approval or acceptance.
你没有被肯定,没有被接纳。
Sometimes it's with a parent.
有时候是从父母来的。
Sometimes it's at work.
有时候是工作来的。
Many times in your school.
有时候是在学校来的。
Actually, to be rejected means to be just set aside.
那所谓的被遗弃就是说被搁在旁边被忽略了。
To seem as almost you're useless.
好像你没有用了。
No esteem.
没有自我价值。
And of course, this does something to you inside.
当然这样的经验在你的里面会造成很大的影响。
Whenever you're pushed aside, whenever you're neglected, whenever you feel that someone looks down on you, it does something inside of you.
不管什么时候你被忽略、被割开、被遗弃的时候呢，对你里面一定会产生很深的影响。
I guess one of the things it works on is your self-image.
那最大的伤害是在你的自尊、你的自我形象。
Your worth, what you feel you are is damaged.
关于到你对自己的价值感会受到伤害。
Because it seems as if when people begin to look down or reject you or put you aside, you wonder, what's wrong with me?
当你被抛开、被忽略或者是被轻视的时候呢，你总是会直接想一个问题，到底我这个人怎么这样子？
Actually, if you've been rejected over the years, you don't have the confidence even to make decisions.
当你常常有这种经验被遗弃的时候呢，你会很难做一个决定。
Do you wonder sometimes why it seems like you can never really make a good decision?
有时候你自己在怀疑说，为什么我没有办法做一个好的决定呢？
Because it's...Something has done something to your self-worth that you don't feel like you have the real ability to make right decisions.
因为过去的一些经验已经伤害到你的里面的自我价值感，所以呢，你不觉得你有能力做一个好的决定。
You know, another thing that will make you recognize that you may have been rejected through something in your life is that you withdraw from relationships. You don't want to get hurt.Anymore.
另外一种现象表示说你有以前有被遗弃被忽略的这种经验呢，就是或许你现在不想再靠近任何一个人，因为你怕被再伤害。
You don't want to get close to anyone.
你不想再靠近任何一个人。
And you withdraw from them.
你就把自己跟别人割开了。
Actually, Because of this, you may not want to accept love because you don't really know what love is.
那因为你根本不懂得爱，所以呢，你也不想接受爱。
Somehow, inside, you don't really feel worthy of love.
里面呢，你不觉得说你是值得被爱的。
And then this does something else to you. You become bitter to the one who rejected you.
然后里面会产生一种那对你对你忽略或者是遗弃你那个人的一种苦毒。
And in doing that, you become a bitter person.
那因为这样呢，你就变成一个有苦毒的人。
And then you begin not to trust anybody.
你就不再信任别人了。
You're doubtful and you question the motives of people.
你就对人家的动机有所怀疑，然后你对人家总是有疑惑。
You become an untrusting person with a bitter heart.
你有一个苦毒的心，总是不信任人。
I think some of you understand what I mean.
我这样讲，你已经应该知道了解我在讲什么。
You're living with that in your heart.
因为你的心里面就有这些问题。
Some people even call you hard and difficult.
有时候有人说你很难相处。
But it's merely because of this deep hurt within you.
事实上是因为你里面有很深的伤害在里面。
Sometimes when you've been rejected and pushed aside, you really become rebellious against authority and against people.
有时候因为你被忽略被割开呢，所以呢你就变成有一种外面叛逆的一种特性。
You're like a good fight over anything.
你好像什么都要去跟人家征战。
You're not going to do what they say.
你绝对不做人家叫你做的事情。
See, you're putting a mask over your heart of where you feel unworthy.
原来你是在你的里面的没有价值感的这个心的外面呢，戴了一个面具。
Or maybe those that are rejected turns the other way, the opposite way, and all they want to do is impress people.
那另外一种现象就是呢，你因为里面的被遗弃，所以外面呢常常要去讨人喜欢。
Now all of us, we want people to like us and think well of us.
当然，我们都有一种希望能够别人能够喜欢我们。
But sometimes a person who's been rejected becomes what we call a people pleaser.
但是呢，当一个人过去有那种被遗弃的经验的时候呢，后来会变成一个就是总是要讨人喜欢的人。
Always agreeing, always trying to please people.
总是对人家赞同，然后总是希望人家能够高兴。
Then you have the others that become a critical person.
另外一种呢，会有这种变成喜欢批评的一种反应。
And because they have been rejected, because they have been turned aside and neglected, then they want to reject others.
因为他们曾经被否定、被弃绝，所以呢，现在他们也要来这样对别人。
You know, hurting people hurts people.
被伤害的人就容易伤害人。
You see, there's something in some that are very defensive.
在那个里面呢，有一种保护的一种作用行为。
As soon as somebody says anything to them, they feel that they're trying to hurt them.
一听到什么事情，马上就感觉别人要伤害他。
And they become very sensitive.
所以很敏感。
They want to protect themselves.
要保护自己。
Now those who have been badly rejected, that have really felt this for a good period of their life, may get involvedDrinking too much alcohol, taking drugs, and in sex.
那些被遗弃然后伤害很深的人呢，就会倾向酗酒、吸毒，或者是对于性方面很强烈。
They become very addicted so that they can cover up their hurts.
他们就常常有这种成瘾的这样的一个情况，好来掩饰他们里面的伤害。
Well, now we've looked at how...a person who has been rejected may feel, but what causes that rejection?
我们刚才谈到说，当一个人有那种被遗弃的、被弃绝的这种经验的时候，他们会造成什么样的现象？那现在我们要来谈一谈，到底什么让我们有遗弃感？
You know, actually, we usually have to go back to our childhood.
我们还是要回到我们的孩童的时候。
And there are some children who have been abandoned by their parents.
有些孩子是被父母伤害了。
The father has left.
爸爸离开了。
The mother gives the child to someone else.
然后呢，妈妈得把孩子送给别人。
And even though many times the other person is a kind person, they still feel that rejected feeling.
虽然他或许很善良，但是呢，总是感觉到是被弃绝的。
They're not aware of it.
自己不晓得。
They wouldn't know what to call it.
他们也不晓得这个是怎么回事。
They just realize that some of the things I have told you that are deep inside of us is deep inside of them.
但是你只是晓得说里面好像有哪里很深的地方有哪里不对。
And because they have been hurt, they've been hurting people, or they've been trying to please people, or they've been critical, or some of the other things that I've been telling you.
但是呢，你知道说你有这种现象，就是你非常喜欢指责别人，或者是你喜欢讨人家的喜欢，或者是你有一些瘾。
In almost every industrial country of the world today, there is a great problem.
大部分工业化的国家会有这种问题。
It's aimed at the family.
而且呢是只对的、家庭而来的。
Now, no matter what anyone says, the family is the core of the life of individuals.
不管人怎么想，家庭呢是个人的一个生活的一个根基。
From the family, we build our societies.
从家庭然后扩大到社会。
When we have strong families with good principle, we have a society that is strong with good principle.
如果我们有健康的而且很坚固的家庭的这种根基的时候，我们才会有很健康的社会结构。
But as you look at the world today,And as you read the papers and watch the TV, you begin to see that our societies are beginning to crumble.
当你翻开报纸一看，听听、电视里面的新闻的时候，你会发现我们的社会在瓦解。
And that major problem that I mentioned is divorce.
这个问题的一个主要的根源是在于家庭的破裂，就是离婚。
Now immediately there's many people that says, what's wrong with that?
马上可能你反应说离婚有什么不对呢
？Because divorce is what hits and hurts the heart of the family.
因为离婚就是伤害了家庭。
Divorce is, marriage is built on commitment, not passion.
婚姻是建立在委身意志的委身上，而不是在于这种感觉感情上面。
There is no man and woman in all of this world that can perfectly join together as a husband and wife.
在这个世界上，没有两个完美的人啊，在一起而成婚姻的。
In every marriage, there is problems.
每一个婚姻都会有它的问题。
In every marriage, there has to be some commitments that are made to try to help to bring the family together in a better way.
所以每一个婚姻都要有一种意志上的委身，有一种意志上的坚持，让这个婚姻能够更好。
But when a family decides that they are a stable family,Then they will look at their difficulties and work through them.
一个有根基稳定的家庭婚姻的话，他们面对困难的时候，他们会想解决他们的问题。
But today in our industrial countries, we have more material things, we have more money, we have more pleasure, and yet we're allowing these very things to ruin our families.
但是这个时代，我们有很多的物质，我们有很多的娱乐。而这样子呢，就毁了我们家庭的根基。
A man and woman are married for several years.
比如说一对结婚好几年的夫妇。
They've settled into making a life together.
他们一起来建造生活。
Oh no, there's not a lot of passion anymore.
或许之后呢，就不再有所谓的感情、
But as
爱情。
They both go out to work.
两个人就去工作了。
And they begin to meet other people.
然后就出去见到很多朋友。
Now at home, they are themselves.
在家里面自己、 相处。
If she wants to argue with her husband, she does. The wife.
如果在家的话，那大概太太只跟丈夫来争执而已。
If the husband wants to speak his mind, he speaks his mind in his home.
那丈夫如果要表达的话，也对家人表达而已。
But then they get out and they meet other people who are so nice to them.
现在他们出去面对工作环境呢，会碰到很多他们认为很好的人。
And of course, the sexual nature of man and woman begins to churn and to work in them.
然后人里面的这种私欲、情欲。就会被搅起。
And before long, they see all the nice traits of this other person.
不久之后呢，面对你四周围的那些你认为很好的、很温和的人，你就觉得他们很好。
And they see all the bad traits of their husband or wife.
然后你面对的家人，不管先生或太太，你看到都是缺点。
And before long, there becomes an affair with the other person.
最后就落入跟别人有不争的行为。
And then comes divorce.
接下去就是离婚了。
After all, I'm to enjoy my life, you say.
之后你就说呢，我是想享受我的生活。
I'm to have my own pleasure.
我希望有我自己的娱乐。
Why should I live with a woman or a man like that?
为什么我需要坚持就是跟这个人处一辈子呢？
Because when you live with a man or woman like that and overcome your problems,You build character into both of your lives.
如果你的家庭有问题，你愿意持守的话，你会建造一个你里面以前没有的德性。
Do you think you have any character when you have to run off to someone else?
当你碰到困难，然后你就跟着别人走的话，那你觉得你里面建造了什么呢？
And then after a while, you find the same problems are there that was in the other marriage.
问题又来了，然后又一样的发生。
But what has happened to each other in this divorce?
那当你离婚之后，你彼此怎么样呢？
One of them particularly is going to feel deep rejection.
其中一个一定有那种很深的被遗弃感。
When the husband comes and says, I found another woman, the wife then is going to feel a deep rejection.
如果丈夫告诉妻子说我已经有另外一个女人的时候，那个妻子就会感觉被遗弃。
When it's the wife that comes and says, listen, I can't stand living with you anymore. I'm divorcing you.
如果太太对先生说我受不了你，我要跟你离婚。
The very roots of rejection are so very deep in divorce.
那么这个丈夫的里面的感觉就是在离婚这样的事上是被遗弃的。
And how about the child?
对于孩子呢？
When the father walks out, packs up and walks out.
爸爸离开了。
There's a rejection in the heart of that child. He's been rejected by his father. And many times, those children blame themselves.
这样情况下面，通常那些离婚的里面的家庭的孩子呢，会责备自己。
They think it's something that they've done.
他们以为他们做了什么错事。
You say, oh, my children, they didn't mind it.
或许你说我的孩子不会的。
You don't know what it's done to your child.
你不晓得这个对你孩子影响有多大。
Divorce is one of the areas where it has the greatest amount of rejection many times.
离婚是遗弃这样的伤害里面最大频率的一件事情。
Another thing that can happen to children that brings rejection is sending them away to a boarding school.
另外一种孩子有被遗弃的感觉是把孩子送到就是到别的学校去。
Now there are some children that would not bother.
有些孩子可能不在意。
They would enjoy going to be with others because they feel secure in your love.
他们可能你给他的爱很有安全感，所以他们被送到哪里去都没有关系。
But if you have been the busy parents,
但是如果你的父母是很忙的人
，making more money now and getting more and after more and neglecting your child and sending them off to school.Those are the ones that feel rejected.
父母亲很忙，然后挣很多钱，为了赚更多钱，然后把你送到某一个学校或某一个人去照顾的话，那你就有被遗弃的感觉。
Or maybe we've sent them off to relatives, to sisters, to aunts, to uncles.
我们把孩子送到亲戚那里去，像阿姨啦，或者是叔叔的家里面去。
Another area in our young life that may have brought rejection.Is the harsh treatment and punishment of a parent.
另外一种被遗弃的感觉是从很严厉的父母他们的处罚非常的残酷而来的。
Children must be disciplined.
当然孩子需要被管教。
And sometimes we have to spank them.
有时候
we have to physically discipline them.
你需要在肉体上面有一些处罚。
But there is a difference in doing it in love and a person, a parent that just doesn't care and yells and hollers and calls their children's names and slaps them in any way they want.
但是有的父母在管教之外呢，多上一些嘶喊、喊叫，或者是伤害，讲一些话伤害孩子的人格的这些动作。
That child feels rejected.
这样的孩子会觉得是被弃绝的孩子。
Also, sometimes parents are not wise, and they will show favor to one of the other children.
有时候父母亲不聪明、不明智，然后呢，会有对孩子有偏待。
And oh, how that hurts the one who feels rejected from their parents.
这样子对那个啊没有被善待的孩子呢，有一种被弃绝的感受。
And then you wonder when they get in their teens.And that they go bad, we say.
后来你就说，为什么我的孩子到了青少年期就变坏了呢？
They become rebellious.
他们变成很叛逆。
They're critical of everything we do.
什么我做什么，他都有话可说。
They don't want to be around us.
然后他也不跟我们在一起。
It's because you rejected them for someone else.
因为你以前曾经弃绝过他。
You see, rebellious children are only rebellious.Because of the relationships that they've had with their parents many times.
人之所以会叛逆是因为他们叛逆了以前你跟他关系上面的问题。
You may ask me, what do you mean by that?
或许你说那是什么意思呢？什么叫做对啊关系上的一种叛逆呢？
From the time your child is born, you are making a relationship with them.
从小孩子生出来你就跟他建立关系。
Just because you're a mother or a father does not mean that you will have just a certain type of relationship that will come naturally.
不要以为你是爸爸或妈妈，你们的关系就自然建立。
Now, you can raise a child and you can keep it clean, you can feed them, you can send them to school, but that's not making the relationship.
你为你的孩子养你的孩子，然后把他们弄得干干净净，吃得饱饱的，送他们上学，这不见得你跟他有建立关系。
Relationship is how you interact with each other.
关系是两个人的一种运作。
There are some parents that have not even had really conversation with their children.
有些父母呢，根本不跟孩子们对话。
They've not developed any kind of understanding between them.
彼此呢也都不了解。
They expect their child to work hard.
期待孩子用功一点。
They expect them to make good grades.
期待孩子有更好的成绩。
But as far as the child and themselves, they're almost strangers.
但是对孩子来讲呢，彼此都很陌生。
In fact, the kind of relationship that you've been building is one that is very harmful and it hurts the child.
事实上这样的关系呢有时候对孩子是伤害的。
If you build a relationship from the time they're little when they can talk to you,
从小如果你可以让他们跟你谈
and you can talk with them,
然后你也跟他们谈
and you listen to their little problems,
你听他们讲他们的问题
and you're willing to just work along with them together with their little problems,
你愿意跟他们啊陪他们来处理他们的问题
when you take time to show them affection,
你用时间来表达你对他们的感情
when that child begins to feel that they can tell you anything,
然后让孩子知道说他可以对你讲任何他的事情
when there's something deep within that child that they know that you truly love them,
在孩子的心里面的深处他们知道说父母真的是爱我
and that relationship between you grows together closer and closer,
这个就是你们建立了一个很亲近的关系
that child rarely will give you trouble when they become a teenager.
那这样子的孩子呢到他们青少年时候不会给你麻烦的
Even at times when you say no, you can't do that
即使你拒绝他让他不让他做他要做的事
They may get angry
他们可能生气
They may say something, but you'll see they'll calm down and just go along with you
他们可能反应很激烈但是呢他们会冷静下来后来听你的
But if you have neglected them
但是如果你以前曾经弃绝过他们
and rejected them
拒绝过他们
and they're almost like a piece of furniture in the house
就像他只是在家里面的一个家具而已
Just as long as they do what you say
他只要做你要他做的事情。
But never cultivating a true relationship.
从来你们没有建立真正的关系。
That all they can expect from you is harsh words.
所以他们从你接受的只有你对他们很严厉的要求。
Always telling them what they didn't do right.
总是听到你告诉他们他们没有做对事情。
And what they must do.
然后总是听到你说你应该做什么事情。
There's no relationship.
这样子就没有关系的建立。
And when they get to be teenagers.
直到他们是青少年的时候。
Their anger is not toward life, but it's toward the relationship that was never built with you.
他们的怒气事实上不是在那个时候针对事情，而是针对他过去跟你的关系而有的那种怒气。
And so because of that, they become rebellious.
因为这样呢，他们就开始反应。
They become angry.
他们容易生气。
They don't want to do what you want them to do.
他们不再做你要他们做的事情
了。And even though they quietly rebel, there's still rebellion in their heart.
即使他们安静，但是呢，他们心里面是一种反弹跟反叛。
Sometimes they want to do things just to hurt you.
有时候故意做一些事情要来伤害你。
And you wonder why they're like that.
你有时候你就怀疑说为什么他们这样子呢？
But you see, it's because they feel they've been rejected. They've not had a true relationship.
因为他感觉被遗弃了，他没有跟你有建立真正的关系。
And this can bring this rejection that I've been talking to you about.
那这个呢，就会带来被遗弃的这种反应。
I had a friend one time.
有次我一个朋友
who had done a marvelous job in the area of science.
他曾经在他的就是他的科学的领域里面呢，做了一个很好的一个实验。
He had discovered something that would help to cure an area of cancer.
他发现了一种东西可以来防止癌症细胞。
Actually, he had learned how to reproduce it where before they could not.
即使以前他们知道该怎么这是有用的，但是他不晓得该怎么培植它。
Of course, he was looking forward to the credit that he would get for this.
那因为他把它培植出来了，他就期待呢，他能够得到这样的一个荣誉。
And before he knew what was happening,One of his bosses took the credit.
在他还没有领到这个功劳的之前呢，就被他的老板拿去领功了。
Has that ever happened to you?
这个事情在你的身上发生过吗？
When you have done something and somebody else got the credit?
你做了一个事情，然后呢被别人拿去请功。
This can bring real rejection and bitterness to the heart.
这个可以带来给你心里面的很大的反弹，还有那种被遗弃的感觉。
So you see, rejection is really in many areas can come into our life.
所以被弃绝可以从很多方面给我们造成伤害。
You know, living in the midst of constant fighting and name calling, and there you are as a child, always this,banging at you.
有时候你生活在一个环境里面，总是有争执、吵架，甚至打架，然后你的整个的生命里面充满着矛盾。
It just brings a child's self-worth down and down and down.
这样子会让一个孩子的价值感呢越来越低落。
You know, another area of rejection that I think is very difficult is just being ignored.
另外一方面，当你被忽略的时候，你那种被弃绝的感觉也会很深。
Sometimes a child will go to school.
比如说孩子到学校去。
And it may be a little difference about that child.
或许这个孩子有点跟人家不同。
They just don't maybe dress as well.
有时候衣服穿得不太对。
Or maybe they have a little funny way about them.
还是他们的行为有点奇怪。
And the first people might make fun of them.
首先呢，可能人家会取笑他。
But after a while, they just plain ignore them.
后来就把他割开了。
Sometimes at work, we get into a job.
有时候在工作里面是这样的。
And there's groups of people who become friends.
有一群人，他们很成为朋友。
And you're just ignored.
然后你被割开了。
And this makes you feel less than the others.
让你感觉你好像比别人不好。
And that rejection will take root in your heart.
这种被弃绝的感觉就生根在你自己的心里面。
And it will come out as we have already told some of the things and evidences of rejection.
然后就会伸展出来刚才我们所讲的一些被弃绝的症状。
I have more to talk to you about rejection, but I also have an answer for it. So next time, listen. to see if it will help you.
我还有很多要跟你谈关于被拒绝的事情，但是我也有很好的答案要给你，所以请你不要错过下一次的节目。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。